Whenever you're ready.
Okay. I would like to call this meeting from the Public Works Committee, meeting it to order on Monday, January 9th, 2023 at 6:30 PM. Members present are Counselor Washburn and Counselor Thomas. Is there any changes to the agenda?
Not tonight, sir.
Can I get an approval on the minutes for November 7th, 2022?
I approve those minutes.
I will second that. The minutes have been approved. Public comment on things not listed on the agenda.
I'm not public comment, but I didn't see a place for us to say something on things that weren't on the agenda. And I just had a question about it has to do with the sewer and water, but it's a well that we're supposed to have drilled for.
We're working on it.
Hadn't heard anything for a while.
Yeah, we're still trying to get people to bid it. Can't get anybody to bid anything right now.
Hearing no public comment, we will move on. Counselor Thomas, do you have anything else you would like to talk about? Committee members' comments.
And I see there's a raise coming up in July for the utilities. Is that right?
That's the next thing on the agenda, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'll wait till that comes in. I just thought we just had one, and I thought, am I losing it, or?
Well, we had one. We approved last year at the same time for the one that went up in July.
Okay.
I do have a question I'd like to ask. How long before they're going to be done with the ADAs and all that in town?
Good question. No idea.
Why are they doing just some?
They're doing them all eventually. They just bounce around like they have done in every other town.
Yeah, I know, but it seems like they're not improving what's already there. I mean, that's my tax dollar.
I'm not disagreeing with you. That's an ODOT job.
I mean, some of them are adding little flower pots.
Yeah, which we won't accept those because we told them we didn't want any bark. We want that to be rock with a slurry in it.
So they're going to have to redo it.
They'll just have to take the bark out. I just don't care for how they're doing some of the ADA ramps, but.
It's the government's way.
Well, I also noticed that by the Shell station there on 2nd, they're redoing that whole drive right in there.
Probably because it tied into their ADA. Their ADA wouldn't work without doing the whole driveway.
Oh, okay. Okay, that answers that question. Okay, if nobody has anything else, we'll move on to water sewer rate resolution. Okay,
so this is a request for the committee to review and hopefully approve the resolution for the annual rate increase. This would be the last rate increase from the rate study that we did. It is still going to be 5% for sewer, but only 2% for water. So I kind of went through and I calculated out what that would mean for my bill. So I figure my bill is fairly average. It would be approximately 56 cents increase for the water side and $2.38 increase for the sewer side. So not a huge increase, but it is, like I said, it's the last one for that rate study that we went after, which prompts me to start looking at doing another rate study here pretty soon. So this would be for the 23-24 budget season, so this wouldn't go into effect until the end of July. Okay. July 20th would be the first bill. So
how much did you say for sewer, the average?
$2.38.
Now that's for?
That's for everything. Base rate.
Yeah, but for your household?
Yeah, that's for mine.
Four of you?
I have two, but I have my grandkids 90% of the time. Which makes it five.
Okay.
So.
Question, if I may.
Mr. Sumner.
A little history. 1989, my water and sewer bill was $32.
You're a lucky man.
That was for everything. Sewer, the whole works. That was even before we got those fancy garbage cans. It's now 82 on the average. 80 to 82. What have we used the money that we increased to build? Because it is a franchise or whatever you call that fee. What have we used that money for?
If you look at the SDC fund for sewer, there's a few million dollars sitting there to build the plant, which we're working on now. And then we built a water treatment plant.
Yeah, but we got another one, right? We got a good deal on that one. Right, we saved some money.
Yep.
It's just funny that the people with social security, they got an 8.7 pay increase and you're gonna take about half of it for sewer and water.
Well, if we wanna continue to do business the way we need to do business, that's what's gotta happen.
I know, but I'm not the only one asking me that. You know how things come around my corner and lined up.
I get it.
I don't work in the city council at all.
Which is why we went out for a rate study 5 years ago, and which is why the council approved it, because we wanted to continue to do business the way we can do business and should do business.
Okay, the question will be asked at the city council, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Yep.
And that's the other question I did.
Captain Thomas, you got any comment?
Well, that just brought up a question, but evidently it went right on. Evidently not at this time. So I guess I make a motion to send it to council to see what they want to do with it.
I hate to see it keep going up, but to do business, yes, we're going to have to. So let's bring it back to council.
Okay. It won't be there tomorrow. It'll be there in February.
Oh, it won't be there tomorrow? Okay, I'll get the word out not to come.
It won't be there tomorrow, no. The only thing that's on this agenda that will be there tomorrow is the next item on the agenda.
Moving on, from Mr. Sumner wants to know about the parking request.
You missed the lagoon groundwater. Number 7, lagoon groundwater.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to this lagoon groundwater project.
What are you drinking in that? Lemonade?
So this is a request to have a company test for groundwater out at the lagoon site for the new sewer treatment plant. So as the city moves forward with pre-design, we need to do some test sites out there to see what the groundwater level's at, whether we have to line the new ponds, whether we can go unlined and just use evaporation and some leakage from that. But that's all stuff that we have to evaluate and submit to DEQ so we can finish our pre-design. So I had HBH go out and get 3 bids for this work. Shannon Wilson bid it 2 different ways. They bid it with the Public Works Department helping them, providing the excavator and a guy for 2 days. And then they bid it as doing it all themselves. And then GSI and GRI only bid it with them doing everything themselves. So if we go with the Shannon Wilson bid with Public Works helping them, we can do 4 additional sites and still be cheaper than everybody else. So that would be staff's recommendation to go with them. We have the excavator, we have the guy, we can turn loose for a couple days out there, so that wouldn't be a big deal.
So have you worked with them before?
I haven't worked with any of these guys before, but HBH has worked with them before, so. Okay. The total price for Shannon Wilson to do that groundwater study would be $32,691.00. That would be paid for out of the SDC fund for the sewer plant upgrade, which has, I think I put $500,000 in there this year just in case we had a project to do. All of their bids are attached if you would like to review them. Basically what they're going to do is dig a hole in the ground, find out how deep the groundwater is, and then test the soil.
When would they be digging the hole?
As soon as we can get them out there. That's why this one's going to council tomorrow.
Didn't we have to put in liners in the last ones?
They're all clay lined. There's no liners in them.
Because I know that's adobe clay out there.
Bentonite.
Yeah.
Yep, they're all clay lined. So it definitely is something we want to look at. It'd be nice if we can prove to them that we don't have to line them. That would certainly keep the cost down on the lagoon project. But until we do the study, we won't know.
When they build those new containment ponds, are they gonna be built on the north side or on the south side more?
They'll be built on the south side because the north side is that property we wanted to turn into a wetland mitigation bank.
So they're gonna move out more towards High Pass?
And all the way towards the west, as far as we can go. We'll probably end up using all that property for water storage.
Does that go, all that property go all the way over past the BAM trees, all the way over to Dorsey?
All the way to that yellow house.
To Dorsey?
Yeah.
Okay.
So where the house was, it burnt down under trial and everything, you got rid of all the asbestos? That would be part of the lagoon? That's not gonna affect the lagoon, or did we get everything out of it, do you think? The asbestos?
Oh, no, yeah, it's all gone. We had that abated before we burnt the house down.
Oh, okay.
Counselor Thomas, you got any questions?
Well, yeah, I saw another fee of $23,411.
Yeah, that was their original bid before the four sites.
Before the, okay.
So then we added on those four sites, which made it $32,691.
And I swear somewhere I saw that it's, that things can happen that could change. They could get in there and find out something.
Yeah, I don't think that anything will change, because if it's gonna change too much, we'll just drop a site out to keep the cost where it is, so.
Okay.
We added four additional sites just so we could get more data, but if we need to drop one out, we can drop one out.
Thank you.
Not too much will change anyway, since we're providing most of the labor out there, so.
Well, I mean, so far as something could, I don't wanna say fall, but kinda like 101 did you see down by? It dropped like 10 feet on 101?
Yeah.
With the.
I don't think that'll happen out there. Pretty clay line.
Your house isn't far from that.
By building these other four sites, when would be the next time we'd probably have to continue on?
We would, this would be the groundwater study needed for that whole site area.
Oh. But I mean, if we built these four sites, how far out in the future do you think we'd have to go before we'd have to build more sites?
Well, these are just the test well, test holes.
Right.
So this'll cover anything we need to do for test wells.
Right.
And then, you know, right now we're in the design stage where we're trying to figure out how many more ponds we need to build right now for ground storage. And then, the biggest problem is the way they've want to write the permit, they're basing it off of a mass load index. And if they do that, I need more storage because I can't discharge as much. So just depends on how the permit finally gets written.
And when do we have to have all of this updated for the state or in general?
Once we start our pre-design, once they issue our permit, which is supposed to be in June, we have 5 years to get everything done.
Thank you. I knew you'd have the answers. Appreciate that.
Are you still gonna discharge where you are now?
Black Creek, this plan at this point, yeah.
Okay, you're not gonna move to the west?
They won't let us go a long time.
Won't? I'll go into Monroe, I know. But so is what you're discharging now.
It all ends up in the Willamette.
Yeah, okay. It's been a while since we sat down there with those people from the state down in the old building there. Mm-hmm. They were talking about whatever you call that, an MEU or whatever.
An MAO?
MAO. We still haven't done any of that thing yet.
No, we're still on an MAO.
The new generation will see it.
And I'm assuming all of this is the Shannon and Wilson back in the back here is for our.
Yeah, there's two different bids from them.
Okay. And our attorney goes over all the other stuff.
Yeah, it's just a contracting.
Just right.
Some of the contracting rules, so.
So what are your thoughts, Counselor Thomas?
Think we need to pass it on?
I think we should pass it on to the council as well.
Well, without it, we can't really move forward with the redesigns.
Right.
I don't really have a lot of choices in the matter.
Right.
I'm asking, but I'm...
But you're not asking.
Not asking. Asking because it's over my dollar amount.
Yeah. All right, we'll take that back to council. All right, now we'll move on to Mr. Sumner's parking request.
Okay, so Jack Sumner has requested no parking on one side of Rose Street. On 12/17/22, I received a request from Mr. Sumner to change Rose from parking on both sides to parking on one side. I had my staff go measure that street. That's 36 feet, 2 inches wide, which gives 2 8-foot parking spaces, one on each side, and 2 10-foot travel lanes. With the 36-foot wide street, having parking on one side makes almost no sense at all. And it would move the center line off of the crown of the road over to the side, which would cause additional wear that would be not in favor for the road. From a staff standpoint, from a public works standpoint, I can't support this. It doesn't make any sense to move that, because now you're displacing all those cars, probably into Mr. Sumner's area.
Oh, no, I don't think they would go there. It's just that it's awful close. You've got school buses and moms and dads driving their kids to school in the morning. Same thing in the afternoon.
I get it.
And they don't drive like they should.
That's a police issue, not a public works issue.
I understand that. If we give them a little more room, maybe we won't run into each other.
Well, they have 10-foot on each side just traveling, so they can't run into each other with that. I don't know. I will do whatever you guys want me to do. I'm just letting you know from public works, I can't support parking on one side.
It just means we need more visibility somewhere else to slow them down.
Well, we put one of those signs that we paid $80,000 for.
There was a speed sign out there for a while.
Sorry?
There was a speed sign out there.
Well, I know. It worked great. As soon as you turned the corner, you were doing 15 miles an hour, no matter what. You know, off 10.
Yep.
All right. Anything to slow them down. We got school buses and people don't use them. But that's your priority.
There is a lot of parents that take their kids to school now.
Well, I know that.
Back when I was that age, my mom said, walk your happy to school. She never took me to school.
I
don't know how we survived. I don't.
I have to agree with Director Capping. I would say to me it would be contact the police department. Talk to them about the situation, tell them what's going on, and see if they could do some patrols out there during morning rush hour and kids going to school then and in the evening, if you can get a hold of them and have them come talk to them about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know I worked with the school about parents picking up and dropping off because they were blocking Rose Street. So I've worked out something with them so that they've now got those cars off of Rose Street. They're not parking there waiting for their kids.
Far on Rose, past Quince, the second Quince, are they going to put curb and gutters all the way to the LDS church?
If we ever develop that side, yeah.
Part of it now.
Yeah, and it was something I proposed in our Safe Routes to School plan that we were partnering with Lane County, but it got shot down. So there is that piece of ground there that school has the ability to sell. So if that ever develops, that'll get extended. So.
They use it for a parking lot and
use it for a lot of stuff.
Not quite kosher, but who am I to say?
Counselor Thomas, you get any questions or anything you would like to discuss?
No, I have to agree with Capping. Right now, it's not a...
Now, like I said in my letter, there are people parking on the driveway or sidewalk now. you know, the F-250s, stuff like that, dualies. They understand that, you know, the kids are coming through there with their moms and dads. And they get out of the way, but then they're in violation of ordinance.
City ordinance.
But even a dually truck is not 8 foot wide from fender to fender, so if they park correctly, they've got plenty of space.
Guy don't wanna get his truck hit.
That's a choice.
At least the guy on the corner is not parking his trailer right on the corner.
Right, and that I can do something about, because that's clear vision.
They did something about that. The guy's not doing it as often.
As often.
Thank you.
So, Councilor Thomas, what is your recommendation?
Sounds like the consensus was you didn't wanna move this.
I think we just don't need to move it forward. I hope that answers your question, Mr. Sutner.
Yeah, I know, you guys are picking on me because I'm old.
I'm crippled, so.
And I'm right there, crippled and old, so there you go.
What'd you say? I can't hear you.
You're not recording this, are you? I'll tell my partners in crime to bring.
All right.
Yes, I love those.
Let's move on to the quote for lighted stop sign.
Right, so, a while back, last month, you gave me a call and wanted to know about lighted stop signs and what they cost, and I don't know if you ever found out where they were talking about wanting to put one, but they're a couple thousand bucks a piece. And then you've got the maintenance and the solar panels that you gotta continue to maintain. You can go with just a flashing beacon on the top, same maintenance. It's a little less money, it's $1,365.
Whoa. That's per unit?
That's per light, yeah.
Holy cow. Well, how often did those stop signs get replaced for the reflective tape or?
We just did a study, went around, and we've got 12 new ones on order and 50 skins. So as we pull those, replace the ones that are really bad, we pull them off, we reskin them with a reflective sign and put them back up. So we'll have 62 new stop signs going up here over the next spring, summer.
62? Holy Moses.
Yeah.
They run enough, you're gonna give them more to run here.
Well, not new ones, those are replacing the ones that are up there.
Okay.
So, we had one of our guys go around and do basically a reflective study on it, and if they didn't pass, those are the ones got added to the list to be replaced.
I know one of our citizens got hit while going through one of the stop signs that was.
Were they running it, or was somebody else running it?
And their dog, they both wound up in the hospitals.
Yeah.
So I don't know what good they really do.
I don't have any other questions on this. I do appreciate you bringing this back to us. And
yeah, no problem.
That's a pretty good chunk of change for just one.
Yeah.
One sign.
I can skin a lot of stop signs for a couple grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes a lot more sense. So my consensus is to drop it, I guess, both of us.
Okay.
The last thing on the agenda was just some information for you guys to have, kind of about some of the charges that get charged with the new billing software. So there was some confusion in the very beginning about there not being a dollar charge for an e-check, but then they came back and said, oh no, that's a mistake. We charge a dollar for that. So that was the only mistake that was made with the information that was put out, and I have Lisa resend that information out with the correct information on it.
So everybody will get that with their bill? And
yeah.
Good, that'll
be. I had them send it out last month and again this month, so. But there's lots of, I know I get lots of people that say, no other utility charges me this. Well, if you look at a gas station and you look at their sign that says $3 for cash or $3.50 for debit card, that's that charge.
Right.
Yep.
That's that merchant charge. A lot of other utilities call it a convenience fee. It's a merchant charge. So.
So you can still write a check and there's no fee?
You can write a check, you can bring me cash, you can have it sent directly from your bank desk and there's no charge.
You use that, what, Zelle? Z-E-L-L-E or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know, I mean...
It's, different banks have different ways of doing it.
But yes, we still, you know, you can still come and see us, we don't mind.
Come down just to bug everybody.
No, that's not a nice thing to say, we don't go down there to bug those people.
Speaking... You got any more questions on that?
No, but I do want to give Gary a little kudos for whoever the young girl is that answers the phone.
Dawn.
Very professional, she was on the phone when I took some candy in there and so I was waiting for her to get done and she's very...
Dawn is our newest hire, well, she's been there for a year almost now, but she's our newest hire.
But very professional, very, this man was upset because his garbage didn't get picked up and he knows the garbage man doesn't like him, so that's why he didn't pick it up.
I can almost tell you who that is.
And she was so, she kept her cool and made eye contact with everybody that came in the door that was waiting and was very, very good, so I was...
Yeah, she's really good, she was a good hire.
People always tell you when something's wrong, but nobody wants, so I just want to make sure you heard it.
Great, I'll pass it along.
Well, let's move on to the agenda forecaster review.
The only thing that I changed on it was basically what we're currently working on tonight. I do need to talk with Jason because I don't know how he does it. The calendar on the back is definitely wrong. It's for 2022, not 2023.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought, okay, is this a joke or...
No, every year it takes me about two or three meetings the calendar so I can change it. Just because he's busy and I'm busy, so. But that, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's what we're currently working on tonight.
I don't have anything to put on, do you have?
No.
Put on the cover tiles?
Yeah, I have a couple things for your next meeting already ready to go, but nothing major. It's the IGA contract with Lane County for helping each other out, and then a job description that we didn't change it, we just revamped the way it's laid out, so I'll bring that back to you. Other than that, I have nothing else.
I hate to say this because I know it's a jinx things, but are we set up well enough if something were to happen that we were to lose our water, like say Mapleton does, mm-hmm. that we'll be able to get water to people some shape or form?
Yes.
Mapleton
is an interesting place that doesn't do a lot of maintenance. So their leak that they had could have been fixed way faster. I just met with the guy from OAWU that was on that job, and it would be interesting. But we could do, I mean, we wouldn't lose every well that we have, so we could do a point where people could come get water if needed. We can switch all our wells back to chlorination on site instead of going through the plant if we had to. So we have some ways to work around that. So yes, the answer in short is yes.
Okay.
Is it easy? No, but yes.
Okay, I'm just curious. Councilor Thomas, you have anything else?
No, just thank you, Gary, for answering all of our
absolutely.
Mr. Sumner, do you have anything else you would like?
No, I'm good to go.
Oh, she isn't even a quorum, maybe even a...
No.
Nothing?
No. With that being said then, I will adjourn the meeting at 7 p.m. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you, Gary, for all the information.
Yeah.
Gary, did we lose anybody to Monroe back when their public works guy?
No, none of my staff's going to